Westville. We're back again with another episode. What episode is this? Episode 3, right?
3, 4?
Episode 3.
Yeah. Probably so.
All right, this episode 3 of MLP Live. And today we have a special guest. We'll get to him a little later. But right now we're about to start off with our Fresh Finds. If you guys don't know, Fresh Finds is our segment where we showcase some up-and-coming artists. So they either may be signed or unsigned, but they usually have some of the best voices out, and they're going to run the game. So the first person we got is 404 featuring Louisa Lewis, and they have a track called Real You. The group, they're based out of Toronto, and they're like really talented. I feel like Toronto has a great sound coming from them, and they're an R&B and hip-hop collective, so I feel like a lot of people is going to like that song.
After that, we're going to play a song by a very talented person. I'm not just saying that because he's sitting in the room, but our special guest, Charles Infamous, we're going to play his song Millennium Falcon off his debut album, Don't Crash.
All right, guys, so let's hop into these songs.
I just want to know the real you. She be looking in the rearview this time. All night, one flight. Baby, pass the red wine. And when you find me, you won't be lonely. I don't control these girls over me.
Boy, you know what I've been missing. Trying to get you for the weekend. I've been searching for you. Cause you know just what to do. You know that I feel lonely. Most of the time, need you to hold.
Falcon. In my Millennium Falcon, I'm cruising through your galaxy. I'm moving at lights be. I got what you might need. Home planet, I might leave. It feel like Tatooine. Only when I'm on the road, I got it for the low. I got it for ya. Ain't no player on this ride. Got my layer to the side. See, I hope you get the vibe. This ain't normal type of drive. I've been out here tryna fly. You can see it in my eyes. This ain't that Chewbacca, this ain't Yoda, this that Yola whip. All these rappers from my city rarely ever notice it. So legit, say I got the because I'm dope as rolling through my planet like a mother. Okay, I'm Scott, walking, feeling like I'm solo with this. Whipping through the city, feeling spacey in the whip. Trapping out the ends, I'm Lando with the grip. Trapping out the ends, I'm light years with the trip. In my Millennium Falcon, they hitting on me, but they doubt them. They ain't knowing nothing about them. They ain't knowing nothing about them. In my Millennium Falcon, in my Millennium Falcon. I'm a Millennium Falcon. Pull up in that spaceship, I'm a Jedi with this shit. Tryna get these bands up, get this bread up with it. All my life been down and I got set up with the Sith. Now I feel like Vader, I've been fed up with it. Back to the business. You looking at me like I'm one of the best in my city. You gotta just witness. But nobody listens. I wonder what this is. Not in my vision. The way that I see it, I'm spaced out. The way that I'm finding my place now. This never do feel like a waste now. I'm on a whole nother planet. Hold up, I just need the guala. And my so bad. Look like Padme, I'm a dollar. And I'm tryna make it last. You just need a holler. Need them diamonds on my wrist. And them diamonds on my collar. Like I'm Scott, walking, feeling like I'm solo with this. Whipping through the city, feeling spacey in the whip. Trapping out the ends, Tom Lando with the grip. Trapping out the ends, Tom light years with the trip. In my Millennium Falcon, they hitting on me, but they doubt them. They ain't knowing nothing about them. They ain't knowing nothing about them. In my Millennium Falcon, in my Millennium Falcon, in my Millennium Falcon.
All right, welcome back, y'all. So, before we get into this interview, I just want to give y'all a little backstory on how we came about, like, discovering you as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, this is a story, right? We was all in this meeting for
MMP.
This club. What was the club called? Marauder Music?
Yeah, Marauder Music Production.
MMP. Something like that.
Yeah.
So, they was planning this party, and it was like, we gonna play, like, songs from these artists, and y'all gonna choose who y'all want to perform.
Right,
so
right.
I'm like, okay, give us the list. They play a couple songs. I can't remember if your song was like the first or the second song, but I remember exactly what song it was. It was Young God.
Right.
And I was listening to it.
It was crazy.
And I was like, ooh, Davi, like, okay, I like this. And so we had already had this idea of like trying to start like a record label and everything. And I was like, even if like he doesn't like sign, like we could like potentially work with him. And he was like, make it happen. I was like, bet, I'm gonna look him up. And that's basically how it all started. Yep. You know? So
word.
Now
thank
with
you.
That being said, oh, you're welcome. Now with that being said, we're gonna start with this interview. I'm gonna ask the first question. Something light, something simple. I just wanna know where you're from.
I'm from Lancaster, this county.
Okay.
I'm from a small town called Easterl, PA.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. Right, I'm not even familiar with that.
Yeah, but I mean, I grew up in Lancaster City and around it, so family's always been there. So
okay. Well, like we was talking about off air, name some of the like musical influences that come out of the town.
Out of here?
Yeah.
Definitely, I rock with Ricky Cruz. He's somebody I've worked with a lot of it actually. Honestly, like. That's pretty much it. I'm pretty much on my own around here. Since I came to college, though, I've linked with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Right, networking.
Shout out Tolan. Shout out Armando, SSOHB.
Oh, he was on Young God.
Yeah.
We did tape. Killed that. My song.
SSO Infamous tape, yep.
That song was crazy. Let's talk about where you got your name from, actually.
Charles is my middle name.
Okay.
Pretty much everybody calls me that other than like, you know, my parents. But Infamous is just like, it just comes from like, I just always admired like Notorious Big for his name.
Right, right.
I just wanted, like, I just wanted something, like, that was, like, synonym to that, because I just always thought it was a tough name, you know?
Yeah,
I
mean? Yeah. So, okay, what was your introduction into music? Because, like, when I listen to it, I hear so many different, like, flow patterns and, like, the melodic flow. So, I'm like, who did this guy look up to? Because, like, you can do so many things with your voice.
Honestly, like, first hip-hop song, I'm not even going to front, it was, like, Criss Cross.
I could see that actually. Yeah, I really could see that. That's crazy.
But like pretty much like my parents played a lot of like BB King, Michael Jackson, like stuff like that was always playing. By like fourth, fifth grade, like I picked up trumpet, played the piano, like
wow.
Yeah. Oh, he talented.
Yep. So yeah, I did bands too. Like all that's crazy. Yeah.
But people that come with that type of talent, like they always get labeled as a rapper. So like, do you ever get offended when people are like, oh, he's just a rapper? Because you can do so much more.
Yeah, sometimes. But like the people that listen to the music, they know. So like,
right.
They know that like, it's more than that. So, shout out to everybody that does that. So. But usually when people first hear me, they're like, oh, you're a rapper's rapper. Like, you're just a rapper, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes it has a negative connotation, but rap is really, like, what you make it.
Exactly.
Like, right. You can be as talented as you want to be with that. Because, especially with now, there's, like, so many different outlets, different sub-genres and ways you can flow on a beat that, like, it's really, like, whatever you make it.
Right, right. Because I remember Post Malone had a problem with that. Because people was getting mad that, like, he's labeled a rapper, but also he can make, like, pop songs. Yeah. And then when it comes down to the Grammy nominations, they're like, whoa, how can you put rap and pop in the album? Yeah. And then we're like, oh, we're going to throw him in a rap category. But I'm like, if half of your album is pop music, why are you getting nominated for rap? So it's like, people really, I don't know, they get offended somehow.
I feel like he's taking the culture. I really like Post Malone, too.
Yeah,
I feel like he gets grouped, like, and it's not even his fault. He's just so in the industry that he gets grouped with the wrong, you know what I mean?
I feel you.
Like you just said. So he just kind of, like, gets grouped into that pop ordeal, you know what I mean? A little too much, and then they still label him as rap. So it kind of doesn't make sense, but. It's his wave, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay, that's
so.
What he do.
I do have one question. So, altogether, like, how long have you been doing music?
Probably, like, at least 10 years.
10 years?
If you want to talk, like, just music in general, yeah. Like,
yeah,
that
I started
one.
Making.
Right? I started making beats at, like, 13. I started, like, playing around with FL at, right, like, FL, 13 yeah, years old.
So. I feel like that's how everybody started. Yeah, it was, like, messing around, yeah. Like, yeah. What's this? Like,
I record, mix, master everything at FL still.
Yeah, I was surprised because when you told me, I was like, whoa, this album sounded like super clean.
Yeah.
And it was like, you really got a handle on it. I like that. Because some people think, like, you have to be in a $1 million studio to get the craziest sound. It's about knowing what you're working with.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, people be making ridiculous quality sounding music off of budget stuff. Yeah. So it was like, whoa.
Yep.
People get amazed by that.
That's how you got to do it, honestly. That's how you find, like, I know people that go into, like local people that'll go into, like, $100,000 studios and still come out with garbage because
exactly. It's,
like, not, like, they don't know what they want to sound like. They don't know what they want to, like, they don't know what they want to make, and they don't know what to tell the engineer. They don't know, like you know what I mean? They don't know the terms. They don't know the terms, like, music terms as far as, like, what to tell the engineer to sound like. And I've been to studios, and I just was, like, you know what, I could play around with this and see where I can go with it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, so.
That's why these, like, I know personally, Millersville, the school, they like, okay, if you're going to be a part of our program, you have to learn how to play the piano. We're going to teach you the music business side. We're going to teach you how to mix and master. So it's like, they make you well-rounded. So when you get in the industry, it's like, okay, I only know this. And when you get put in a room full of people, and they're like, oh, we all know how to mix and master our stuff, and you won't be, like, the odd one out.
Yeah.
They want you to be fluent in all that. So that's what I really like about the program here.
There's, like, so many different ways you can go into it, too. I don't know if they teach that or not, because I'm not a music major, so I'm a business major here, so.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day. Yeah, I would have thought that you were a music
fan. Yeah. I would have too.
Yeah. I'm friends with a lot of them, so. That's very, cool. Very cool group of people, so.
That's cool. I actually want to, like, get into questions about, like, the album and stuff.
Yes.
Love the album.
Okay.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, great.
On repeat. When it first came out, it was on repeat.
Yeah, I probably was like half your listeners. Oh, like, no lie. And my little brother, he a biggest fan. Like, he knew the words in like 2 days. I was like, yo, you really learned these words.
That's how it is, though. Like, mm-hmm. You listen to something so much that you just know the words, and it's just, I'm trying to get them to that level, okay?
Yeah.
We'll get y'all there soon. But I want to know, what were some of the inspirations that you had for making this album?
Honestly, like, I just kind of wanted to, like, some reason, like, just with me, and like, I feel like there's a connection with driving and music,
mm-hmm.
and like the car kind of has followed my timeline since like I was on SoundCloud and all that.
Yeah,
like the whole like car theme kind of followed my timeline of music, so I just kind of wanted to like sort of end it on this, like, don't crash, like, kind of, it's kind of like the end of the car theme. But basically, I just wanted to make, like, versatile music. I wanted to make music that blended in, like, all the sounds and emotions that, like, I'm currently feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, like, what went into it as far as that goes.
You heard of Isaiah Rashad?
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites, and when you just said that, it reminded me of him. Because you know how Sylvia Demo, like,
some of
his... you know, biggest moments happened around having that car. Yeah. So, yeah, I kind of got that vibe from it, too.
Yeah, he talks about the Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that used to be it still is one of my favorite albums.
My thing about Isaiah is, like, he knows how to use his voice.
Yeah.
Just like you. A lot of people don't know that. Like, your cadence is everything.
Yeah.
Like, just being able to rap nowadays can't cut it. Like, it's your voice. Like, Blueface, I'm not a fan of him.
Yeah.
But, like, the way he uses his voice, people just, like, are drawn to it. And I'm like,
it's different, too.
Yeah.
It's different, too. Like, you're not getting, like, I like Blueface, believe it or not. Like, he's one of the people that, he's bringing something different. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you on that. Like, I can't hate on him. It's like, it's amazing.
You can't hate on somebody that's making more money than you.
Hey, he got me on that one. Birdman just pulled up with a Porsche and like, here are the keys.
You can't.
I need a Porsche too. I'm waiting for that. But from like a business standpoint, why did you choose to drop it fourth quarter rather than in the beginning of the year?
Honestly, I just wanted, this is like my first body of work by mm-hmm. myself. Like, I did no features on it. I did like 91% of the production after I put the splits in of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out Tolwyn and Zeev and
one beat Vendor too crazy.
For the keys on the interlude. But they helped me produce some of it. Other than that, like all the mixing and mastering, I just wanted to showcase like myself on this like entirely, so that was pretty much.
I think you did a great job.
Thanks.
Excellent. Like for a debut, that was I never heard it. Remind me of Joey Badass, because remember, really? 1999, that was like nobody ever seen work come from somebody so young like that. So it was like his first body of work was damn near flawless.
The whole process, I felt the pressure, because I feel like after doing a collab tape, which went over very well, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to make a move in an artistic direction instead of like just making like party songs.
Right, right. Get you.
I wanted to tell some stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like track by track, each song is like some different story that I had at the moment that I made it in. So.
Okay. Well, we're about to get into some commercials, and we'll be right back to finish up. So tell me how you would start a beat.
I almost always start with the melody. Pretty much everything I did on the album started with the melody, except for Millennium Falcon. I just made like the 808s on that first. But
mm-hmm.
Pretty much like I make when I sit down to make music, I make like 4 beats first. And then usually I only end up rapping or singing on one of them.
Right.
But
right.
My laptop probably has at least 1,000 beats on it by now.
I believe that. Yeah. I believe it. I believe that. What song? Automatic. As soon as I heard that song, I recognized the sample. Yeah. I was like, wait, that's the well, everybody know for like Bob LeBoat because was like more popular. But even before that, because I produce a little bit too, so
yeah.
I heard that sample when I was just like scrolling through YouTube. It was a Mad Lib beat called "What a Day."
Yeah,
and one of my guys rapped on that.
I used to go through so many sample playlists on YouTube, like just for hours. I kind of drifted away. That's the last like song. Automatic's the last song I've sampled, and that was the first song I made on the album. I made that like almost a year and a half ago, so
wow.
I just kind of had that one tucked away for a while. So I just knew it was like a project song, you know what I mean?
It is.
So it wasn't something I'd put out as like a single or like with something else. So
I like that it's placed at the end though, because it's like, okay,
yeah, I, like that,
I can do the melodic flows and stuff like that, but at the end I'm gonna show you, oh, I can really rap.
Yeah, right. I spoke on the album, like, the reason why every track sounds different.
Exactly.
So
I was like, yeah, I really like how that was set up.
Because you know how everybody has their version of what you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we just do everything? You know what I mean? As musicians.
Hey,
like,
that's what it is today.
We want to just try it out. Like, that's why I like Kanye a lot for that. So, because he's always just tried. You just try something out. You know what I mean?
That's people different. Hate on me so much because I praise Kanye. Kanye is responsible for everything we listen to today. So I want everybody to hear this.
We don't
Kanye
hate on
is
you
the GOAT.
For it.
Kanye is the GOAT. Everybody hate me.
Which?
Oh, yeah.
Don't play with Big Soulja. Don't play with Big
Listen,
Soulja.
We're not going to talk about that man right now.
But I feel like 808s and Heartbreak, it changed the whole game. Like, people, they don't give Kanye his credit. They don't.
Well, that's because, you know, I don't agree with a lot of stuff that goes on right now with him.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
But from a music perspective, like, I probably wouldn't. Like, he's one of my favorite producers.
He's my favorite.
Him and Cole, surprisingly.
Cole.
Because he's a very underrated producer.
Don't get me. Please
don't
get me started. Please don't get me started on J. Cole.
People forget that J. Cole produces. Like, he made the High Power beat for Kendrick.
Say that one more time. I just want the people to hear it. Please.
J. Cole made the High Power beat. And it's fire.
Yo, I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Yo, people hate on me.
Like,
J. Cole's boring. J. Cole this. No, J. Cole is killing it.
He
killed every feature this year.
Exactly.
The song A Lot with 21 Savage,
that is the best song.
That is fire.
The best song.
His feature on there is crazy. I just saw the video today.
The video was even better.
Yeah.
21 held his own. 21
was great.
He was running with J. Cole. Because when I seen the checklist, I was like, damn, I think J. Cole might out-rap him. 21 held his own on the whole song.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then when he put the extra verse on the video, I was done.
That was what was crazy.
I was done. I don't.
This
free
man
21.
So excited.
Free 21.
Oh,
we got to say free my man 21, man. I know he's from the UK. Whole time, he need to stay here. He have kids. He got family.
I feel like he going to come back for
he's
the sole fact
back.
That he has kids
he
and family that he got to take.
He's going to come back. So, what's your goal for this year? Like, do you have anything coming or?
Album number 2 has already been started.
Oh man.
That is great.
I'm definitely taking a way different route than Don't Crash, but I'm trying to keep the music as quality, if not better than that. So, I'm definitely one of those people that can't make the same album twice.
I like to hear that.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I get so, not bored, but, like, I just want to try new things all the time. Because I've been doing this for so long, and it's, like, I have to try a new flow. I have to try a new, like, style. I have to try a new, like, it's just something, you know what I mean? It's just.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Because some people, they just get complacent with their sound, and it's, like, I don't even want to listen to you no more.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like. That's how I feel with Future, actually.
I stopped listening to him a while ago.
Yeah,
me too.
It was a point where every Future mixtape and album, it was different. And then towards the end of his run, it's like, ooh, it's kind of sounding
insane. I listen to Future's projects, and I always listen to his projects. I like Future. But there's always like, I always leave with like 5 tracks, and there's like 20 usually. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I leave with like 5 consistent ones usually.
That's how it was with Travis Scott album. Really? It was like 3 good ones on there.
Yeah,
to me.
She didn't like Astroworld.
I didn't like it. Well, okay. See, what happened was everybody was piping Astroworld, but it came out the same day as Swimming. So of course I'm gonna pick Swimming over Astroworld, and I just didn't listen to it as much. Then it was overhyped. I feel
you're
like
you're not a Travis fan though, so you won't.
I'm not a Travis fan.
That's why.
I've only been getting onto Swimming like in the last few weeks, which is so sad, but like that album is so nuts.
It's amazing.
That's his best album.
Best.
Yeah. I'm actually gonna agree with that. Yeah. I feel like it is.
I can see that. It's the production. Like, he took a different route.
Astroworld is not Travis's best album.
Whoa, what's his best album?
He got mad.
I can see that. I can see why Rodeo.
Astroworld's great because
commercial success. Astroworld.
Yeah, I like Astroworld. Astroworld reminds me of Channel Orange, and I say that because it's like a commercial album, mm-hmm. but it's also weird, and I like that.
Yeah,
because it's not like. Because sometimes artists get locked into that like commercial box and they just make commercial music, and it's like, I don't need this, you know what I mean? I want like that artist that was weird before, like, why do you have to switch up with this? But like Travis didn't switch up. I don't feel like
Kendrick too.
Up at
I feel
all.
Like Kendrick stayed consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what I'll say about Kendrick, because a lot of people don't like him. I don't know why, but the people I hang out with, it was like, oh, he's boring. But if you listen to every project from start to finish, everyone is different. Like, you can't take 2 Kendrick projects and say, oh, these sound alike.
Yeah. Childish Gambino.
Man.
None of his projects.
I like one song by that man.
None of his projects.
That's 3005. Honestly, the only song.
Childish Gambino is the, he's one of the weirdest artists. Creator.
Tyler the Creator is weird. But I like that about him, though.
Yeah. Tyler Creator is weird. He's like super weird. He's super weird.
I definitely like outgrew his music and then grew back into it with Flower Boy.
Flower Boy is crazy.
I listened to that one song with ASAP Rocky.
I can't talk to you then. You ain't listen to it. That Jaden Smith feature was hot, right?
I'm trying to. Nah, I don't know what you're talking
the
about.
The one pothole. I had to switch gears on him. That was crazy. That I like his flow on that.
I like Steve Lacy, how he kind of. Sprinkled the like neo soul elements like throughout the whole
the thing. Internet, a lot of people sleep on them. They need to check the internet out. Steve Lacy is fire. He really showed back to
the internet.
It's a band. You gotta check them out. But back to the point of making music with low quality, he recorded a mixtape off an iPhone.
Yeah,
an iPhone 4.
Is that
really?
That's verified. That's true.
Yes, he put out. Watch the TED Talk. He really talked about how he had the guitar. He had GarageBand on his phone. He plugged up the amp, and then he made the whole mixtape off an iPhone 4.
You don't need expensive equipment.
You don't need it.
I have like $200 worth of equipment that I record on. My mic is valued at $150. So like, and I made my whole album on it.
The mic is the most expensive thing. That's all you need, really.
My roommate is SSOHB, and he has the exact same setup. When we met freshman year, and I was like, yo, bro, like, because I was engineering him, and I wasn't, like, getting the sound that he wanted, like, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I was like, bro, you got to get on this yourself. Like, you have to figure this out yourself. And I had to figure it out myself too, because I was like not that good at the time at rapping. I've been solid at beats for like 5 years, but rapping, me as a vocalist wasn't there like 3 years ago. But so he took a year off, and he just dropped the album too, Bizzle. You guys should check that out.
Definitely check that out.
So we made that like across the hall from each other.
That's crazy.
So yeah, we both were making albums at the same time. We'd make like a song a day, and then we'd like compare songs. It was great. So
I like that.
I feel like that's a vibe though. Like,
yeah, really.
I feel like that's real vibey.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
So where do you see yourself in? Well, I feel like everybody say that. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I don't want to say that, but like, what is your end goal? Like, do you plan on signing? Because I'm pretty sure you keep up with all the media on the Lil Wayne situation, now Lil Uzi and stuff. It's like, when you sign a deal, it's like you signing your soul to the devil. It's crazy.
I get the emails. I get the emails. Yeah. So, I signed a deal for one of my songs a year ago. So under Infamous, it wasn't under Charles Infamous. So, that was like my first ever, like, me dealing with a record label, and I never like met anybody. They just made me DocuSign everything, and I had like people read it over that weren't lawyers, but they have like background. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, it went over well, but I'm down to make that move, but I want to know that it's the right move. You know what I mean?
Leverage. That's the key word. Yeah. Leverage.
I think I'm a good asset to any label.
Of course.
Because, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to need, if you pump a lot of marketing behind me, I'm not going to need all the frills that a lot of other artists need to like stay afloat. Like, I don't need, you know, to call in a producer, like spend $500,000 on whoever's hot at the moment.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can build. If a label wants to build with me and build a career behind me, build, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Build my brand. That's the route I want to take.
It's all about your vision.
Yeah. I really, with this album, I focused on like a lot more of just like the online content, making sure like everything's just like promoted, you know what I mean? Down to like the music video that I dropped beforehand. There's more coming, and they're crazy.
Oh, man.
But,
where did you record them at?
Went to Philly.
Philly! Oh, yeah! Philly! Okay. I was waiting to hear that.
Shout out Sam Duncan. Shout out James Duncan, too. But, yeah, we went to Philly. We shot Culture. So, the other day. And there's a little surprise at the end as well. So.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
I'm really mostly because of the Philly part.
Honestly, like, he is so, the video we dropped before the album trailer video, it's really hot. Like, it's a nice video. But, like, this one, he's on his Cole Bennett wave so hard. Like, he knows what he wants now as far as, like, effects go. It's crazy.
So, I like Cole's videos, too. I'm not even finna hold you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yo, you about to have a crazy year.
Oh, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Crazier. I'm waiting for it. Yeah. I'm waiting for it. So let's hop in these commercials and then we're going to get to some music. What's good? I'm Davi.
And I'm Deshaun.
And I want to take the time to thank our audience for tuning in. Make sure you show love by giving a donation to the podcast or just give feedback on the show.
Also, make sure you listen to the show live on WIXQ Radio every Friday from 1 to 3 a.m. or listen to the podcast every Saturday.
We talked about the album. I think we should hear a couple songs off of it. So the first song we're going to get into is Midnight Love.
Oh, that is my favorite song on the album.
She gon' bust it down for the dime. She don't really know what I'm on, yeah. Showing you a little bit of love. You ain't never gotta give it up, yeah. Shawty gotta hit my line. She just gotta make some time, yeah. Know that you feelin' the vibe right now. I just wanna hit it all night, nah. Nah, 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 nah. I just wanna hit it all night, nah. Nah, 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 nah. I just wanna hit it all night, nah. Nah, I just wanna love your body. She don't really wanna trust nobody. Hit me with a text, wondering where I be. Take it down like we get into the lobby. I'ma hold it down, baby, don't remind me. Been around, but the best behind me. Yeah, been around, but the best behind me. I don't wanna waste this love. I can never make this up. Elevator, take us up. I can never get enough. Baby, gonna open up to me, yeah. Shawty gotta know this stuff,
yeah. She gon' bust it down for the dime. She don't really know what I'm on, yeah. Showing you a little bit of love. You ain't never gotta give it up, yeah. Shawty gotta hit my line. She just gotta make some time, yeah. Know that you feel nothing about right now. I just wanna hit it all night now. I just wanna hit it all night, nah, 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 nah. I just wanna hit it all night, nah. I just wanna hit it all right now. I just wanna hit it all night, nah. I just wanna hit it all right now. Nah, 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 nah. I don't wanna waste no time. And I really wanna make you mine. And I really wonder what it takes to find. Cause they don't wanna make no love. Acting like they know us, yeah, nah. Never no kiss, no touch. They don't ever give no. You ain't never gotta give it up, you just gotta say the word, yeah. You ain't never gotta give up, you just gotta make that work, yeah. Make that work, yeah. Down the ride, up, up all night. It's the first, yeah. In my line, say your mind. She gon' bust it down for the dime. She don't really know what I'm on, yeah. Showing you a little bit of love. You ain't never gotta give it up, yeah. Shawty gotta hit my line. She just gotta make some time, yeah. Feel nothing about right now. I just wanna hit it all night now. Nah, 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 nah. I just wanna hit it all night now. Nah, 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 nah. I just wanna hit it all night now. I just wanna hit it all right now. I just wanna hit it all night now. I just wanna hit it all right now. Nah, 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 nah.
Just how it all falls down. I feel like the only one you wanna call now, yeah. And I always have my doubts. I just had to show you what I really be about. You don't understand. Falling in love wasn't part of the plan. Oh, I could be a man, but you never listen. It comes to an end. Little bit of smoke, you a little bit faded. Little bit of drink, and I really been waiting. All in my feelings, all love, no hating. Whipping through your crib, and I really been patient. Why we gotta be so distant? Just give me the chance to listen. Why we gotta be so different? Why we gotta be so distant? Don't crash on your man's lighters. Why you gotta make it all tense like this? There you go, making it a mess like this. Never thought that we would ever end like this. Why you gotta waste my time? Hoping that you leave my mind. Oh no. Shawty wanna cross that line. Shawty, we are two bad dime. Oh no. That's just how it is when you're falling in love. Tell it how it is, girl, let it all out. Don't know what it is, girl, now you know now. Driving to your crib and I'm all alone. Little bit of smoke, you a little bit faded. Little bit of drink and I've really been waiting. All in my feelings, all love, no hating. Ripping through your crib and I've really been patient. Why we gotta be so distant? Just give me the chance to listen. Why we gotta be so different? Why we gotta be so distant?
Just throw topics at you and you can like give us your opinion on it. Favorite album of 2018? That's a big one. That's a big one. If you can narrow it down to two at least.
I've been talking about this because I don't know. Like, I'm going to have to go with, it's not even a full-length album, but My Dear Melancholy by The Weeknd.
That's a first.
Yeah.
That's a first. I've never heard somebody say that.
Never.
That's never. Why I don't actually, a lot of people think I'd be bumping rap all the time. I listen to a lot of R&B music. A lot. So.
I do too.
I'm just getting into it now, so starting to get into that.
Who runs the rap game?
I think it's a three-way tie.
I want to hear this one.
Between Drake, Kendrick, and Cole.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I feel like they always on like people radars and people's lists and stuff. I wouldn't
Y'all might
say
hate
that.
Me for this, but a close fourth is Logic.
Thank
don't
you.
Logic you say that name. Why I knew it.
Oh
I
my
knew
goodness.
It.
Logic She's a Logic is so fan. Slept on, like especially by y'all. Y'all so I love that man.
I love Logic.
Okay,
yeah. Only have one issue.
You're so quick
one
to
issue.
Downplay his What's album
the
sometimes.
The album Everybody. It was good for like the first 2 weeks, but
he
then after that.
He didn't execute it like everybody wanted.
Okay, but
everybody wanted it.
Exactly.
Too. Then again, I told you before, I also like Mixtape Logic better than Album Logic.
Oh, of course. Young Sinatra days.
Like
Come on now.
His Young Sinatra days was really good.
I like Friday Night Lights like the most out of all J. Cole projects.
Boom. There we go. Whoa,
like,
whoa, 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 whoa.
He said, whoa, whoa.
I know, I know.
Whoa.
That's.
Look at Owen. I was like,
what? Whoa, I never heard that. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm a born sinner.
You know how much that project inspired me? Friday Night Lights?
I can believe that. It inspired a lot of people.
I probably wouldn't rap the way I do if I'd never heard that.
Okay, now I know why you put that as your top. Okay. Born Sinner did it for me. The concept of it blew me away. So. That had to do it for me. You know who Saba is?
Yeah.
That's my album of the year, Care For Me. They have yet to listen to it, but Saba
heard
has
that. Bucket List Project a lot.
But no, listen to Care For Me.
Okay.
It's the best album.
You can't
I still
get
bump
mad
it
at me
till
for
this
not
day.
Listening to it. You it's, don't remind me to.
It's that crazy. Like, I don't think I ever heard somebody and put them up there like with Kendrick. Like, at this point, I like Saba better than Kendrick, and I'm a diehard Kendrick fan.
When I was, like, when I put, like, those four names that I put out there, I just meant, like, ability and commercial success at the same time.
Right.
That's, like, what I was factoring in. But there's definitely, like, people like Saba and, like, J.I.D. and, like...
J.I.D.
Davi put me on. I'm not gonna lie. He played
Hereditary
in class one time. Johnny Class.
Mm-hmm.
High school.
Hereditary. Yo, that Tory Lanez beef. He said he want to smoke with Dreamville.
Yeah, I forget about Tory Lanez. he's the fifth in my opinion.
Did you hear what he said though? He said
right
I will go through the whole Dreamville crew just to get to J. Cole.
Yeah, I saw it. I watched.
He's not getting past JID. Do you think
he
get past them? I don't think
I think because Tory Lanez has like displayed how much of a good R&B artist he can be, people discredit him as a rapper.
Okay, yeah, I
But
understand
that's another
that's
one
true.
That I was listening to at a young age when he, like, first started. And I just seen this man come up and then, like, create a whole, like, a whole sound, a whole vibe, a whole different... Like, he changed so much as an artist. His vocal, like, his actual, like, vocals have changed. And for the better, in my opinion. And then on top of that, he was a battle rapper at one point, so he can rap. So.
Yeah, all right, we got the last one. We're going to talk about Lil Wayne's comeback, The Carter Five. What are your emotions on it?
I listened to one song off it. Maybe two.
I mean, fire. Lil Wayne's the GOAT.
The GOAT.
But
similes and metaphors on lock. I don't know anybody that can do it better, honestly.
It was a good project. It was
a little dated. Just a little bit. You could tell some of that was dated.
There were some like some hooks and stuff I didn't like. But other than that, it was pretty solid. I like the song with Kendrick. I didn't like I wouldn't bump it like daily, but yeah, but I definitely gave it like it 3 or 4 listens because it was just crazy. Yeah. Just so many bars.
I like
that X feature.
I like the one with X too. Yeah,
that hit
like
me that hard. Track. I wasn't expecting that.
I cried.
Whoa, you didn't like that one?
No.
Wow. It seemed you just an X so fan?
Forced. I'm a huge X fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
You listen to that the collaboration project with him and his team. It was okay. I mean,
yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, the members only.
Yeah, joint? It was.
Yeah, it was I okay. like a lot of people like 17. I don't really like that project that much.
I like it, but 17. It wasn't my favorite.
The question mark question project mark just question reminds mark. Me of myself because like, as an artist, like I see his like struggle to just want to do everything. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just trying to do like different sounds, and like right. some of the tracks were only like 50 seconds, but he just wanted
the best
to, like,
ones though.
Put it out like, you know what I mean? He just wanted to, like the track with Joey Badass on there is crazy.
You know who produced that, right?
No,
it was P-Soul. You heard of P-Soul? He's like really popular on YouTube. It's like YouTubers, they be getting some high album placements. Like, you wouldn't even believe what they be doing. But, oh, yeah, we got to get into these commercials, so we'll be back.
Queen Nigel. Okay, we are back. So, we're going to talk about the Grammys and Grammy nominations.
Right.
Grammys is this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Grammys are this Sunday. All right. And so, we're going to talk about the... Was this album of the year?
Album of the year.
Rap albums? Or just albums in general?
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently the nominations are Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy, Brandy Carly?
Carlisle?
Yeah, I don't know. By the Way, I Forgive You, Drake Scorpion, self-titled album, Post Malone, Beer Bongs and Bentleys, Janelle Monae's Dirty Computer, Kacey Musgraves?
Yeah.
Golden Hour, and the Black Panther album. Okay, I personally would like to see my man's Post Malone win.
Why, though?
Because he's Post Malone. And I just... I'm going to give you my honest answer.
It's the most solid album out of... I didn't listen to Janelle Monae. Is that
yeah.
name? I heard that was really good.
It's a couple
Why not
here
the Black
I haven't
Panther,
listened
though?
To. Because I feel like that was, like, I feel like that was overplayed. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it was overhyped and overplayed.
No.
Post Malone is so underrated, and I feel like he deserves it. I feel like he deserves it more than anybody else on this list.
So that's your final call?
That's my final answer. Post Malone. Right. Posty.
I guess we just go around the room and say, you know.
That's okay.
All right.
No, all right.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just said it. I'm going Black Panther. Because I think the best reason for it is if that album gets a Grammy, Kendrick gets one, 2 Chainz get one, Schoolboy Q get one, Georgia Smith get one. So everybody that had a part in that album gets a Grammy.
Does
so that's
Chainz
a win for everybody.
Deserve a Grammy?
Yeah, it's a
great
that's
soundtrack.
Yo, they
Does
trying to say Chainz that's one of the best.
A Grammy?
Yes.
No.
Did you not listen to the song 10? He killed that verse. He
was
killed.
Not
he
good.
Murdered that verse.
No.
Okay. You need to go back to the album.
No.
All of the Stars was an amazing song.
Okay, but
SZA
and
Kendrick deserves
2 Chainz
that.
Was not on that song.
Okay, well,
I'm talking
that's
about
also,
specifically
okay.
songs okay. that 2 Chainz was on.
But the album as a whole, it was a great body of work. But other than the Black Panther, I want her to win because her been grinding. She's bringing R&B back. Like, we seeing something that we ain't seeing about, like, 10 years. We haven't got no real R&B music in a very long time.
Okay. So I respect that.
I want her to win, or Black Panther. I'm not hating on Post. Post is cool.
There is an album that I feel like should be on this list.
What?
Okay, I may be a little biased, but I feel like Swimming should be on this list.
Guess what? Swimming is on Rap Album of the Year.
Really? All right, that's something. That's something.
Yeah. Astro World's on Rap Album of the Year too.
If Swimming does not beat Astro World
and Daytona
World,
and Scorpion,
what's the R&B one look like?
Ooh, I don't know about R&B. I'm not sure about R&B. Can somebody want to fact check that? Actually,
I think I'll
get it real quick. Let me see. But Deshaun, you could talk about Chill. What you got for Album of the Year?
I want to say Post Malone, and I feel like when I look at this and I want to go through the albums, I feel like I would play that his album on repeat. But I do feel like it's Cardi B and a Black Panther album that would be neck and neck for winning. But personally, I'd rather have it be Post Malone.
I feel like Cardi got a chance because her year, like, was 2018 just, was amazing for Cardi B.
All her music,
like,
was
amazing.
A bop.
She got the industry, like, in a grip.
Yep.
Cardi B was doing
amazing. That's why I see that happening, because she just has the industry in such a grip.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what her album sounded like. Like, I just see she's on everything. It just makes sense. That's kind of the way Bruno Mars was last year. Didn't he get it?
Bruno. I was mad.
I was mad.
Damn, should have won. Damn, should have won.
Bruno.
I was upset. I was highly upset.
I was upset too, but, like, you really have to just understand that, like, Bruno Mars, like, he covered a lot of bases.
This is how I can counter that. The only reason why I say Bruno Mars didn't deserve it because the whole sound of the album was imitation. Like, he imitated the greats and created that album.
Yeah.
So it didn't come from an original thought.
Yeah.
So that's why I feel like Damn should have made it, because he built that from the ground up.
I'm not too happy with
Bruno.
Bruno
Mars
anyway.
Had a blueprint.
I'm not too happy with him.
Who?
Because Bruno, I'm not too happy with him. Because he was up against Kehlani. I don't remember what category it was, but it was a song.
Oh, he won every category. Just
and
about.
He won. And I was like, are you serious?
Because
that Kehlani's...
Well, I got R&B.
I'm biased.
So for R&B, we have Her, self-titled Her, which I think she's going to win. Sex and Cigarettes by Toni Braxton. Oh, I didn't even know she
I didn't even know she dropped the album.
I didn't even know. Gumbo Unplugged by PJ Morton. Oh, I don't know none of these people. Oh, wait, I know Layla Hathaway, Honestly, and Good Thing by Leon Bridges. Her is going to win that.
I don't know any of those people.
Yeah, Her is going to win. Oh, R&B song category, though. This is, okay. Boot Up.
Boot Up.
Come Through and Chill.
Boot Up.
Feels Like Summer by Donald Glover. And Long As I Live by Toni Braxton. That's hard. Because Come Through and Chill was a good song.
I didn't even know that Toni Braxton was still releasing music.
Yeah, she putting out bangers, but Feels Like Summer was really good.
It was really good, yeah.
A lot of people talked about it because of the video. Come Through and Chill, Miguel, J. Cole, you know, that duo was unmatched. So that Boot Up is going to win.
Yeah, you feel like Boot Up had a
Boot
lot
up
of attention.
Boot Up is
going
to win.
Boot Up was a bop. Boot Up was played
it's
everywhere.
Every
it was
day.
Everywhere.
I feel like
there's always that one R&B
win.
Song every year that, like, it just gets pushed so hard. It's like Bryson Tiller had Don't whenever 2016.
That's
right.
That was pushed.
It got pushed so hard. So hard.
I mean, since we, you know, still talking about the Grammy, let's go for another topic. New artist. Luke Combs. Okay.
Who
don't
is
know
that?
Who that is.
No, I don't
so,
Is that P. Diddy's?
No.
Diddy's.
That is. I thought it was. Georgia Smith is in this category. I'm excited.
Who is
now.
Georgia Smith?
Okay, you ever heard of Blue Lights?
No.
No.
That song is amazing. She worked with Drake on More Life. She's from the UK, so you gotta check her out. I've been listening to her for like a while now. Her is in the category. Chloe and Haley. I think they signed.
I don't listen to them.
They signed to Beyonce. If
I don't
I'm
know.
Not mistaken.
I just know that they were on that. What was that show? Were they on?
Grownish.
No. The competition show. Were they on the competition show?
No, I thought they started off
on
Grownish.
Mm. No, because they were. I think they were on YouTube before that. They got big somehow before they were on Grownish.
They could have been. Oh, let's do one more rap song. We got God's Plan.
Overplayed.
By Drake. We got Sicko Mode by Drake and Travis Scott.
I like Sicko Mode.
That's not
Sicko
fair.
Mode.
You
yeah,
got
right.
two.
Right.
Whoa,
I
whoa,
like
whoa,
Sicko
wait, wait,
Mode.
Wait, wait, though. You got King's Dead by Kendrick Lamar and the whole crew. But
what's,
then you
that,
got Win
is that the
by Kendrick Lamar
the...
and J-Rock. And then you got Lucky You by Eminem and Journey.
Oh, I like
so
that song.
Drake got two, Kendrick got two, and Eminem and Journey Lucas. Who's winning?
You know
that?
What? Drake had the best year out of everybody. Even
you
if
think?
You didn't like Scorpion.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
that he had the best year he's ever had, which is crazy.
I can't deny that.
What is he now? 32?
Is he 32?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is he early? Yeah, he got to be.
He in his 30s. Uh-huh.
Yep.
I know that for a fact.
Though. I know he in
That's just, like, insane. He's still...
Who's winning that category, though?
I personally feel like the Jordan Lucas Eminem Lucky. I like
They're
that
They're not
song.
Gonna give it to him.
They probably not.
Mm-mm,
I feel like it's gonna go to Drake.
God's Plan. God's Plan.
God's
Plan went diamond.
Yeah, God's Plan
I feel
got
like
that.
It's gonna go to Drake.
God's Plan got that in the bag.
Yeah, that makes the most sense to me, honestly, because it's Drake. You know,
Drake.
You imagine hear Drake in this.
Imagine if, because the original had like Trippie Redd on it.
I never heard
that
Trippie Redd.
It leaked, and then he put it out with just himself on.
I never heard that before.
So really? Imagine, like, if that would have been... Do you think it would have had the same commercial success?
No. Definitely not.
People hate on Trippie Redd, but I like Trippie.
I do, too.
Trippie is good.
I like Trippie. I do.
I like his music a lot.
Yeah. He dropped, what was that? The
I forgot the name of the song. He recently dropped something.
He dropped a couple projects in 2018, though.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped
two albums.
Yeah, he dropped Love Letter to You 3 and
Life's a Trip.
I really like Life's
Love
a
Letter,
Trip.
Love's Letter is better to me.
You already know my favorite song off that one. We talk about this all the time.
Off of Love Letter?
Yes. And
no,
you say,
I don't know.
It shouldn't be. It
oh,
shouldn't have
Topanga.
Been. Yes,
I hate
that's
that
my
song. That's like my least favorite song.
Oh, my gosh.
You like Topanga?
Yeah.
See?
That's
it's
my least
song.
Favorite
song.
Well, no, I don't hate it, but it's my, I don't know. I don't like the vibe.
We already know.
You
but
like,
on,
it shouldn't start.
What's the other one? Life's a Trip. I like, what's that song called?
The Shake It Up one?
Yeah, Shake It Up.
Yeah.
I like that song.
The one he did with Diplo.
Wish was
that's
Deshaun's
song. He loves that song.
No, fans argued that he get the vocals back on in the background. It makes a complete difference. Like you gotta listen to it.
I like
one
both
sound cleaner
versions,
than the other. No, the messy version is the best one because his vocals is just so weird and it sound good.
Baby,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just worked for him.
He's
go
cool,
back to Cadence.
Cool vocalist.
Oh yeah, of course.
We actually have to do commercials now.
All right, let's hop back into them.
All right, let's do it. We are back. So we're going to close out the show. And before we go, we're going to play a song. It's one of our special guest's favorite. We're going to end it off with OG Heartthrob by Majid Jordan. But before we do that, I just want to thank Charles for coming through.
Thanks, man. Let's pass it up. Thanks for coming.
You know, it was lit. I enjoyed it. I had a good time.
Great conversation.
Yes, yep.
We definitely
got to
do this again.
Yeah.
Next project.
I'm down.
All right.
Oh.
I'm with it.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
To it.
I'm shooting for
Stay tuned.
Right now, I'm shooting
so,
for
So, here is OG Heartthrob by... Majid Jordan. See you guys next week.
All right. I'm thinking it's getting late. I'm running on an hour's sleep. I'm about to hit Marina Bay. Someone call the valet. I got a classic case of OG heartache. And I don't like to wait. Don't make me wait on you. Let's get this started. See you change my life and I won't ever forget it. I'm telling you. Original heartthrob giving me
Commodore, headed to your front door. Open up and let me in. Have my heart, it's yours. I'm feeling like I'm 25. Girl, you got me on a ride. I'm glad that you're on my side. Oh. La 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 la